Marina Del Rey is in some respects a Southland best-kept secret, as it is often overshadowed by the glitz and glamour of Hollywood and the buzz of Disneyland. The unincorporated seaport village of Marina Del Rey, surrounded on all sides by the city of Los Angeles, is a fascinating getaway destination less than 4 miles from LAX. I came to explore waterborne opportunities in Marina Del Rey and discovered a publicly funded ferry service that costs just $1 for an incredibly revealing transit of the marina. Hornblower Cruises offers an array of options for those seeking a dinner sunset cruise or a Sunday brunch adventure. Come along and join Captain Chuck Myers with Hornblower Cruises for a visit aboard the 145-foot long, 575-passenger, triple-deck MB Entertainer. You might recognize the boat, even if you've never been to LA before, as the Entertainer was a film location in the movie The Meddler with Susan Sarandon and Clint Eastwood's American Sniper, other movies and TV shows as well.
I'm Captain Chuck Myers with Hornblower Cruises and Events in Marina Del Rey.
Chuck, right now we're on board a pretty huge yacht vessel, tour boat.
Yeah. We're on the Motor Vessel Entertainer.
How big is it? How long?
She's 145 feet long, and she has 3 decks. And we hold about 575 passengers, which is our maximum, but she'll hold anywhere from 500 to 600 easily.
Is it strictly a charter vessel where corporations and families and groups would contract to take it out, or does it also have scheduled events or sunset cruises, dinner cruises to the public?
It has both. On this yacht, you can either lease it for a company event or a corporate event or a wedding. Or, you know, we also use it quite extensively for our Friday night dinners and our Saturday and Sunday brunches, which is pretty cool.
So somebody, could they just arrive and buy a ticket and walk on, or is it pretty much you have to reserve ahead of time online?
We request that you reserve through our reservations number, but we've had people that are just walking along the sidewalks here that actually said, oh, can I go? And we're like, yeah, of course, you know.
They didn't even know about it.
No, they just saw us here and they wanted to come on board and we made it happen.
Is that typically weekends and sunset? And
yeah, our dinner cruises are Fridays and Saturday nights.
From when to when?
We have a Friday night that leaves at 8 o'clock in the evening, and then on Saturdays we leave at 7:30.
That means you'd probably want to come down and be in line and on board at 7:30.
At least a half an hour before departure. Yeah. We recommend that. You never know. In LA, you have all kinds of traffic, you know. Freeways are unpredictable, so you want to give yourself plenty of time to get here and be ready to board the boat.
A lot of people might have already been here and walking around or doing things in the area.
We've had a lot of people go up to El Torito's and have a cocktail before they hop on the boat. You know, we have Sapori's Italian restaurant right here as well. There's a lot of activity here just to hang out for a little bit until we get ready to board.
So at 8 p.m., that's when you cast off, pull up anchor, and head out.
Yeah.
So then what happens and for how long?
Our dinner cruises are 2.5 hours, and our Sunday brunches are 2 hours. We'll leave the dock. We'll head out to the main channel, Marina Del Rey. This boat's a little bit too big to go into all of the different fingers that we have here. So we stay in the main channel, but we go really slow and make it really beautiful to enjoy the views. And
you stay inside of the harbor mouth then?
Yes. And that's another thing people don't really understand. They'll get on, they'll think that they're going out to a cruise to Malibu. Yeah. What happens with a lot of that is people get seasick very easily, and we don't want that to happen, so we stay within the marina bound. Even in the marina, you still get that effect a little bit out by the break wall. It's a pretty big marina. We have over 8,500 boats here, so what will happen is they'll come out into the mouth of the marina. They're going super fast. They'll create a wake. That wake hits the boat, moves it around a little bit.
So when you're out cruising around, it's a real wonderful sightseeing adventure alone, isn't it?
It is. There's so much different things to see here. Sea life, we have a family of sea lions that live here. We've had dolphins swim into the marina. We've even had baby whales swim into the marina at one point. There's all of the beautiful boats and the different yachts that you'll see in the marina as well.
These are truly world-class yachts.
Some are, yeah. Some are huge boats to really small boats. You got a little bit of everything here.
And so I presume it's buffet-style dining?
On the dinners, it's not. On the brunches, it is kind of a buffet, but...
Dinner is menu order?
We have a specific menu that we offer. I kind of drive the boat.
Yeah. Stay upstairs.
No, I like to come down, actually. I'm one of those captains that walk around and speak to our guests and take pictures with our guests. They really enjoy that, you know.
Where would they go to find the boat?
Right here at Fisherman's Village. We're right in the center of the lighthouse, as you can see where the lighthouse is right here. So when you're coming into the parking lot, look for the lighthouse, and then you want to enter through the parking lot gates. Pull a ticket, because when we come back at the end of our event, we'll stamp you and give you 2 free hours of parking, which is another add-on that we'll help out with. The Entertainer is a unique vessel. You have the sun deck. Once you've done enjoying your dinner, you can come enjoy the moonlight or stars, you know, which a lot of people like to do. And then during the Sunday brunches, when you're finished having your brunch food, you can come up to the sun deck, enjoy the sun view, watch the boats, and come up to the wheelhouse and get a picture with the captain.
One caveat for somebody coming from out of state or overseas, bring a windbreaker along
just in case, yeah. Because you never know, yeah.
But it could be balmy, dreamy, warm.
It could be like we are right now. I'm actually boiling in the sun, but it's crazy. You know, one day it's warm, and the next day it's nice and comfortable and cool.
And that's a function of the maritime environment.
It is. You just never know what you're going to expect.
Be 110, 20 miles inland and 68 here.
Yes, a lot of people come from inland just to get cooled off, and this is a great natural air conditioner.
Thanks for sharing. This has been great to sit on the deck for a moment with you.
Thanks for being here. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Next time I'll have to go out on one of the sunset dinner cruises.
Come on aboard anytime.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Marina Del Rey, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansas Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR.